Hi, my name's Luke, and I'm here today with Graham, and we're doing the Queensland Freemason podcast. And today's topic, we're going to do it on, I guess, the extended network of Masonry and how we help each other. Graham, I've been hearing from you and a few other Masons different stories about how Freemasons have interacted with each other and helped them in a time of need. And today, I guess, I wanted to share my own story, and I know you have a few to share with us as well.
I think it's interesting that, especially in this global world that we live in, that Freemasons can contact us, you know, almost instantaneously via Facebook or via an email and tell us, you know, like, for example, we've had a couple of cases recently where Freemasons on the other side of the world have been concerned about family members here in Queensland. And the first thing that they do is send an email to the United Grand Lodge Queensland website and say, look, my daughter is in trouble. She needs to get on a plane to get home to America or England. We've done one for America and one for England just in the last few months. And we're very happy to do that and support our members around the world, because when you can't be on the spot, it's good to be able to know that you can contact someone on the other side of the world who thinks the same way as you and understands the same way that you do and will help you. And we were happy to assist both those families. One case, we took some responsibility and made sure that the young daughter was on the plane, and the other one worked out quite well as well. So it's just something that Freemasons can do that anywhere now. We can hook up with one another very quickly on the World Wide Web and be able to talk to one another and message one another and be able to get some results.
And I guess from my own experience, it kind of defines us as a friendly society, because it's a bit unusual to be able to pick up the phone almost universally across the world and be able to understand that you can get help. Sometimes this help just might come in the form of a friendly word of advice, or may be directly able to help you in a situation that you find yourself in an hour of need. And I guess even throughout some of the popular culture, you'll see that with the Freemasons helping each other in different ways, shapes or forms. But I'd like to personally share a story. On the weekend, I was in the middle of transporting some building material from one place in Queensland to another, and it was quite a distance away, only to find myself actually stranded with a blown tyre, missing relays off the truck, and a few things like that. And I am not a mechanic, I'm a computer programmer, and I needed to get some advice from people who might be able to tell me is my plan of action that I was thinking of doing going to work out. And I called a member of a local lodge in the area where I was broken down and said, here's the situation, I'm stuck, I'm stranded. And
it was pretty late at night too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was about 10:30 at night, and it was more than a trying situation having a bunch of people, a dog and a car and a whole lot of stuff loaded up and being stuck halfway to our destination. But I had the reassurance that I was able to pick up the phone, call a person and say to them, here's the situation, I know you might not be able to physically help me right now, but I need some advice on how I can proceed with this, and is my plan sensible? And the member of the lodge said, yeah, look, in our lodge there are two mechanics, why don't you give them both a call? I know they're both night owls. And I called them and spoke to one of them, and I really got a fantastic response from him, saying, look, I can't help you right now and nobody can, but the place where your car will be or truck will be taken will be looked after. And he was able to provide me with a level of reassurance that I knew that if I was truly stuck, even if I was away from my house, which I was about an hour and a half away, that I could find some answers to a problem that I had, and find that almost again goes back to the disinterested friendship, and the helping is an extended network. And the person went to the point to say, look, even if you can't afford to pay for it, I'll make good and you can see me, you can make sure I've been made whole after the situation has been sorted, but let's just get it fixed right now. And the gentleman lived up to his word. He went and checked out the car the next day, or the truck the next day, and said it's all been taken care of already, but I popped in and had a look, and I got a sense of reassurance. And my friends there that were with me, who are not Masons, were looking at me going, so is this what Masonry is about? And my answer to them was yes, but it's not something I've ever had to do in 5 years of being a Freemason, but it's assuring to know that it's there. And the fact that our lodges are spread all over the place, if you're travelling and get stuck in a situation, you are able to actually turn to each other and ask for help in that sort of friendly way.
Yeah, we have a lot of visitors come through our centre here in Ann Street and Brisbane, just Masons who are visiting, but quite often we will get requests for assistance from Freemasons from around the world, or our own members. You know, it's a case in point that just in the last month, the terrible floods that have happened in Mitchell and Roma and all throughout southwest Queensland, our Board of Benevolence was on the spot straight away to offer assistance to our members who had been flooded, some immediate financial assistance to those members who had been badly flooded, especially in Mitchell. And we do that. We react like that. And I guess it goes back to, if you can imagine 100 years ago or 200 years ago when there was not much life insurance, and if you were a Freemason and you had a job and you were injured on the job, that's what the Board of Benevolence would do, would actually look after you so that you didn't become poor and penniless and destitute. So we've always had that tenet of looking after our members if they fall on hard times like that.
And whilst we're not a formal friendly society, which is some sort of adjunct to insurance, we do have similar types of values in the way that our members look after each other. And I think that's really important in today's society. The other thing that I do find a little bit strange is that people are not willing to ask for help when they genuinely need it. And I even found myself in that situation. Should I call these people? It's now 10:30 of the night time. And the answer was, don't be silly, Luke. Just pick up the phone. Why didn't you call me like an hour ago? We might have been able to help you even sooner. And I even find that to this day a little bit confronting. And I guess younger members and older members need to be more comfortable with the idea that we are here to help each other to some extent.
So. Yeah, and it's very rewarding for me in my role to meet young men from other parts of the world and their partners who are coming to Queensland to live and work. I had a case not long ago for a young guy from Ireland who emailed me to say that he's coming to Queensland to work, and could he come and have a look at the centre, and could he talk to me about joining, because his friend in Ireland said that he should join the Freemasons. So he left Ireland, he came and he had a look in the next few days, he went to where he's going to work for one of the big mining companies, and on the Monday following that, 7 days from Ireland to Queensland, and the young man became a Freemason. And I had another young guy who came from India via Canada and to Queensland, and is now was a Freemason in India and went to live in Canada for a while, and then came to us. And so it's a global way that we can react and we can relate with people from all over the world, and I think that's a great thing.
It's almost like an old form of social media.
Well, yeah.
One of the things I've personally seen in a couple of meetings actually is that when people are moving from a jurisdiction outside of Queensland and they're looking for work, one of the first ports of call is they often will say to the men that they know in their social network, does anybody here know where I might be able to find a job? And I've personally seen two or three people have found work like that. And it's not that we're an employment agency. We're certainly not a social outreach program. But these are things that naturally good men who spend time with each other and respect each other tend to do for each other.
Mm.
And I think that's the important aspect, I guess, of what we're saying. This is not done deliberately or intentionally, but it's done with caring understanding of how we would like to be treated if we were in the same situation.
Exactly.
So I think that will wrap up our podcast today. This was just on a simple topic of talking about this idea of a disinterested friendship and how we engage with each other in a meaningful and helpful way. And it kind of brings across a different side to Freemasonry. We've talked about what we do, how we do it, the things that we do with inside of our meetings and how we conduct ourselves. But this is a slightly different aspect of the masonry and the culture that exists around it, particularly in here in Queensland. So for this month, my name's Luke, and I'm sitting here with Graham at the Grand Lodge. Stay on the level.